Can you comment on that, the last verse that you read in Luke chapter 2:52, and then also, that I may be reading it wrong, but it seems like a similar thought here. In verse 8, he was obedient to death, the death of the cross, wherefore God hath highly exalted him.
After he was gone, that would be the last comment.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Specifically in the verse you read, he advanced in wisdom and stature and in favor with God. I guess I'm just puzzled. How did he advance in favor with God? What's the thought there? And
this is what Sam was developing, is that in proportion to his age as he continued, everything was in balance. There was not too much love and there was no humility. All of that grew together in wonderful harmony in this man. There was no 10% to 80% or 25 to 75 or 50. It was all 100% in him. Every attribute that should be seen in a man. So he grew in stature, in favor with God in that way. His obedience at his age was perfect.
Specifically attached to him being a man.
Yes.
Kind of,
yes.
Not to divorce him from being son, but yeah. It's as a man.
As a man.
Not as son.
Yes, as a man.
Please forgive us. Because the point he's making is important that we do not misunderstand it. You see, in favor with God, as he grew, there were increasing responsibilities. A babe, what responsibilities does a babe have? But as he grew, 10, 12, and so on, there were added responsibilities in his life. And in those added responsibilities, God can look down with him with added favor. So it is as he grew, God's favor, as he took on more responsibilities, would increase in the measure of that development. So it is not that he was ever out of favor with God, but as he took on those responsibilities, you know, God was well pleased with him. And so, as he took on manhood, took on slavery, there was no reserve. No reserve. He did not hold back in humility. Secondly, as he faced the cross, and as obedience was asked of him as a slave, there was no retreat, no matter what the end was. He was obedient unto death. Meaning, as far as death, obedient to God, as far as death. No reserve in coming down. No retreat in going to the end. But you know something? There are three expressions that Brother Brand, I heard them first from him, and I like them. The no reserve, the no retreat, but it's the third expression. You know what it is?
Surrender.
Hello?
No surrender.
No surrender? He used to use that sometimes. But they're all ours. No reserve, no retreat, and no...
Recant.
But no recanted, no. Man, you've heard it here already. I'm sure you used it up to last year. No regret. There's no regret in the end. Wherefore, God have highly exalted him. No regret. And that's what God also wants to encourage us. Because if you have the mind of Christ, we take on slavery, we take on obedience, there will be no regret as well.
You know, Mr. 111.
I would suggest, too, there may be some time later in the evening during some open fellowship. You know, the Word of God is that sweet that if there's things that we want to talk about, there's no limit to that touch.
Yeah, but we keep in mind. There's four exaltations in the apostles' writings. There's one in Ephesians, there's Philippians, there's Colossians, there's Hebrews. In Ephesians, the Lord Jesus is exalted because God has decreed so. God says, I have exalted because it's the counsels of God. In the book of Philippians, it's because of his humility, because of his humiliation. When you get to Colossians, because it's who he is, he's God. He takes that place by right. And Hebrews, he has taken that place because of his suffering. But when you get to Philippians, it's God wants this mind to be reproduced in us. Look how great he is. And the Lord said to his disciples, he that served is greater than he that is being served. Today, you give a waiter a tip and you believe you greater because he is serving you. Not in the Bible. In the Bible, the great is served and those receive that service. You can imagine having a mind like this. Serving others. And by example, the things Jesus began to do and to teach.